Okay, Gia, how are you feeling today?
I'm turning a corner, thanks for asking. And you
Turning a
were
corner.
quite correct. So America and the world, take more than one test. It might take three, but if you're sick and you live with somebody that's caught COVID, you've probably got COVID too. Don't be a buzz. That was just wishful thinking on my part. I thought, well, maybe it's something else.
Well, you thought maybe you were invincible, or that your overalls were some sort of a protective shield against just about
I
everything,
even thought
including
that like
friends and.
my sweat. I had a theory because my brothers and I, like all our spouses, have had COVID, and up until now, none of us had, even though our spouses had, and we hadn't really left the house or anything. And so I had a theory that we're a really sweaty family, and so my theory was that our sweat was had some repellent effect, you know,
And
like
maybe
against.
it does, but just not with
It does in
COVID.
general. It's highly
Oh, poor
repellent.
Gia. Poor Gia
But
and
no, I'm
Rory.
okay. It's not. It's not so bad. It's just like a good old. This strain, I will just say, it's this strain. We don't know what's coming down the pike, and obviously the ones earlier were much worse.
It seems like it's
But this
all over the
strain is
map
just dreadful.
now.
Well, we're pretty
People.
lucky that it doesn't go in your lungs like the earlier versions tended to. Although I guess it is still for some people.
For some people,
But
yeah,
the
I'm gonna get another
yeah.
booster tomorrow just in case,
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah, I guess we can put ours down the pike a few months now, because this is
I
nature's booster.
probably nature's booster, that's right.
Yeah, that was kind of why I wanted to know, because I would go get a booster too, but I don't think you're supposed to if you've just had it. So,
Probably, yeah,
but anyway,
wait a while.
on the whole, I'd rather not have COVID than have COVID. That's my review. And I give it like a 1.5 stars.
And what would be the star? What was the oh, the weight loss? You'd say that would be the upside. That's why you
There's
give
a
it a star.
possible upside with the weight loss, just because nothing is appealing, and everything upsets your stomach too. Like, that's not part of a head cold, so I kind of thought that was maybe not. But you said you know people that have had that, so I
Yeah,
don't know.
so I think that could be part of it these days,
Well,
possibly.
anyway, enough about
Anyway,
illness. Enough about real life. Let's get to poor Charles, for cripes sakes.
And I would have to say, as far as Tuesday and Wednesday's episodes go, there seemed like they were a lot more nuanced. Like there were a lot of different layers, I thought. And lots going
Okay.
on, lots to absorb, right?
There was a lot going on. I'm still angry about one really creepy moment.
Oh, when Victor was putting suntan lotion on Lucy.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought that was awful too. That's a very scumbaggy thing to do.
I'm throwing that in, and then later in the conversation, when he gripped her arm painfully, which okay, and then I was like parsing this out in my own brain, like, you know, it's like, okay, you like him because he's a bad guy, and then when he does a bad guy thing, you're like, but I was throwing that in with our conversation the other day about, here's women saying stop, you know, no, don't cross this boundary, and the men are crossing every boundary, whether they're doing it stupidly or out of some, you know, thinking they're helping or mansplaining. So this is maybe just a bad guy being a creepy bad guy. So I guess
Yeah,
we
well,
can
I'll
chalk
say
it up to
this.
that.
My favorite P. Diddy line is, I'm a bad boy and bad boys do bad things. It's just, the way it
I
is.
don't even like that you have a favorite P. Diddy line.
Sorry.
I'm uncomfortable with that.
But you got to agree that it's all there, There's no getting
I don't have
around
to
it.
agree. I'm not agreeing. Don't you
You
give me a favorite Steely
kind
Dan line? God.
of were. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend.
That is good.
Yeah.
That's a good one. What about the Steely Dan t-shirts? They got the Steely Dan t-shirt. it's not much of a line. I just like
not
it.
Not really, Gia. But anyway, yeah, Victor was being really, really creepy with Lucy. And I guess he's thinking that. Yeah, and he's thinking that because she was flirty with him, all of this is okay, right? I mean, that's part of it.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I guess we have to... Like, it was light flirtation kind of funny, the pickle scene.
And that was different kind of because they're like Valentine was there, right? I mean, it seems like it's different if it's like sort of in public like that, you know?
Yeah, but now I'm like, okay, so funny kind of quasi-evil frou-frou Uncle Victor is now a potential rapist. And so that's how we're, you know, I don't know. I guess what's bothering me is that I don't know what the writer's intent is when they write.
Yeah.
Like, is that supposed to be titillating to me as a viewer that he's threatening to overpower her sexually? Like, I mean, that was clearly the implication with that arm grab to me.
Yeah. Anything like that is just a big no-no to me. But then
I'm like, well, is that in keeping with that character? Because he's supposed to be nefarious, you know, evil. I don't know. I found it disturbing. I'm finding disturbing trends. I'm maybe my constant analysis is leading me down a garden path that's taking some.
I think that's a good point that we don't know what the writer's intentions are because. I feel like that's sort of a relatively new sort of feeling, you know, I think maybe I'm wrong too. Maybe it is all the analysis or whatever. Maybe we're turning things over more than we would have, but it does seem like we're sort of second guessing a lot of things because there have been like these like sort of dramatic shifts in characters that are sort of like they're doing a lot of things that are out of character, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I could see them arguing that, well, that's not out of character for him. But I just wonder, like, are they throwing that in? What started as like a funny flirtation thing is now taken a whole different turn. And I don't know either.
I don't know what his agenda is. You think back to like his sort of like relationship with Liesl, where he kind of kept her prisoner, you know?
Right. That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't think he forced her to have sex with him or anything while he was holding her hostage. You know,
I don't believe so. It was just a hostage situation, but
yeah. But I don't know if his range of crimes with women is different than his the crimes he's capable of with men. I don't know.
Well, anyway, that was what stood out to me. And it made me kind of annoyed and angry with Anna, who's basically pimping out Lucy for...
Yeah,
for,
that's true, too. Yeah. You know, and like, I think Lucy, I don't know what was going on in her head exactly, but it seemed like it would have been sort of more in character for her to kind of stand up and say, listen, you know, that's not cool, you know?
Yeah, right. She's no shrinking violet. Yeah.
So I don't know if she was feeling like she had to sort of play this role, you know, because Anna was, you know, trying to force her to get some information, but.
I have to remind myself like, well, now what is she supposed to be doing? Like what, you know?
I know.
The plot lines are lost on me.
Yeah, all this like intrigue, you know, when Anna knows now that
right, Charity knows what's
so, Valentine wrapped around his finger, you know, so yeah what more is there to know?
Into danger. Anyway, geez, I didn't mean to bring us all down. God, what a downer I am.
Whew. I know. I was thinking, I mean, if you weren't still sick, I was thinking maybe we should drink every time we start a podcast.
I had a couple more nights of martinis, just the one, and it's delightful. So I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah, I could see how easily that could become a habit, you know.
I think
But
that the people in the 50s and 60s, that had a cocktail hour, I think that's not a bad thing. It probably helped
maybe that's
marriages.
right. Just take the edge off the day.
Take the edge off, and next thing you know, you're playing Twister with the whole neighborhood, and you're swapping keys.
Throwing your keys into a bowl. And then one of your children looks like the neighbor's boy, but it's all
Your
fun.
parents
It's all
are
very
your parents are dosing you with NyQuil and sending you up to bed early.
the special punch.
No, Mom, I don't have a cough. Drink your NyQuil.
Hold still. Oh dear, we're joking. Of course, that didn't happen
No.
us. No.
Anyway, yeah, I'm
Anyway.
totally on board with a little Martini night next time.
Yeah.
I'm
Okay.
gonna be just right as rain next time we
Yeah.
plog.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We could celebrate that.
All
But yeah, also, one of the things that I thought was kind of fascinating, although then it shifted, was when Nina was at Nell's grave and all of a sudden and had this vision of Nell, and
Oh,
Nell was,
yeah.
right? And Nell was not like this fantasy version of Nell that Nina had. She was saying all the things that the real Nell would say, right?
Yeah, I enjoyed both Nell sightings. And I like a dream sequence, And I liked it was very she was very saucy Nell, and she was very much Nell of real Nell. I thought, isn't that cruel of Nina's brain to play that trick on her, because it's her own
And I liked
brain
watching her
generating that.
face, like trying to like sort of absorb that this reality, like she couldn't really rewrite her, this version she
And then
had of
Carly
Nell.
comes along and just slams her to the ground even
And
further.
even like before that, like when Nina was talking to Willow and all of a sudden it turns and Nina goes back into that like reflex of defending Nell and and it seemed like I was feeling for Nina for a while there, but then she sort of
But
made
then,
it
yeah, she
difficult
goes back
again.
into it, right? But
And
yeah, I
even
thought that
I
was a good use of Nell.
Yeah, it was good to have Nina get that sort of dose of reality, even if it was like a trick that her mind was playing on her.
Yeah,
But
even
I
if it
was
doesn't
also
last.
thinking, hopefully somewhere in her mind it's gonna linger. But I was thinking also she had just run into Brooklyn, I think in the same dress, so I'm assuming in the same day.
Yeah, you
And
never know.
Brooklyn mentioned that she couldn't sing anymore. Remember when she was talking to Sunny
Oh,
and
yeah,
mentioned
right.
that Nell had slit her throat in front of Nina, and that
When she
was
was
like
asking for
definitely
encouragement.
on her list of crimes,
Oh, yeah.
There's
Yeah, that
really,
it's not it that's not a friendly act,
No,
slitting
no.
someone's throat. Whether they're a
I know,
singer or
somehow
not,
I
that's
feel,
just not polite.
No, it's not. But somehow I feel like Nina can explain away some of these things because, like, she didn't see them. She didn't see her, like, leaving Michael in a car that might explode. She didn't see
Well,
the Carly
that's
trying to
Nina's
save.
defining. Yeah. That's her defining quality, is justifying her actions to the hilt, like justifying keeping Sunny a secret all that time. 9 months or whatever it was.
And I thought Carly's lines were really good when she sort of
Oh
intervened on
yeah.
Willow's
She like
behalf,
spoke the truth there.
Because it's been a little while since we've had like that sharp Carly, and maybe that's like what it takes is for her to have somebody like Nina, where it's really sort of black and white in Carly's mind,
But yeah, it was a day at the graveyard. We had Anna and Robert also at Peter's
At Peter's grave. And I couldn't
desecrated
remember like
stone.
who decided that Peter should be buried in Port Charles.
I don't remember. But yeah,
It
not a
seems
good
like
move. People
they
didn't
would have
like
just
him.
tossed him off the pier or something,
Yeah. off a parapet or something. But
yeah.
So we had them chatting, and that was a sad moment when you put the quarter in Anna's hand, and I thought, oh no, he's losing it, and he doesn't remember that there aren't those kinds of phones anymore.
Yeah, that was all a little odd. And then it seemed odd, the timing that suddenly Lucy appeared in the bushes, you know, because she had just walked away.
Emerging out of the bushes. Yeah.
So that was
in a new outfit. Yeah.
Yeah. I was a little bit taken aback there.
I have a housing question, slightly different.
Okay, sure. Uh-huh.
So
do you put a doormat in an apartment?
Oh, yeah. But yeah, about that apartment. All this time, Sam has been living across from Sunny, and like that's where Sunny's penthouse is directly across from where Sam lives with her children.
That's a good question. I guess we knew that.
Yeah, I feel like that's the first I've heard of it. And why haven't we seen them bumping into each other or?
Yeah,
you know,
borrowing sugar from each other.
Yeah, or just can you watch the kids for a sec while I go down to my car? Or, you know,
that
like,
would have been fun.
Isn't that weird?
That could have been cute. Yeah.
Uncle Sunny with the kids, yeah. I was like, why did they put that detail in there? That just highlights how they haven't been showing that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if I'd thought about where that penthouse was. I hadn't thought about it. But they're supposedly like longtime friends, Sam and Sunny, you know, going back forever. In fact, they were lovers.
True.
Which that's kind of been erased, you know.
Right.
Like, nobody mentions
that makes
anymore.
Us uncomfortable to think that she slept with Dante's father.
Father and son. Yeah. Yep.
And Jason, his, you know, Sunny's best friend.
Yep. Yep.
And Jax? Jax too?
Yeah, oh yeah, I think so, right?
So she was Sunny's
Jax
nemesis. Slut.
So.
But that's true. I just wondered if I'd missed out.
But
no, I don't think so, although we do have big gaps in our memories, so it's
possible. We really do. Some of that just tequila, but...
And then some of it could be phlegm for you right now.
It could be. It really could. Yeah.
Yeah. But were you a little bit confused when Sunny was sort of like hostile towards Cody? Although, of course, I would think anybody...
Yeah,
Tilly
brought up Spinelli, and I was like, okay, I guess.
Yeah, I kind of liked that he was like looking after Spinelli, but that seemed a little bit like out of the blue.
It seemed
too.
A little far-fetched, yeah.
Yeah, like I wondered, did we miss a
scene?
He's not
hanging with Spinelli anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I wondered,
I think it was...
did he witness like this, like Cody, you know, backing Spinelli into a corner or something?
Oh, maybe he did. Maybe he did at one of the restaurants or something. I don't remember.
I don't remember.
No, I was kind of struck by. I thought they were just they just want to get those two in a scene together and. I don't know, but Cody just looked his immediate stupid. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I cannot take that. Character. I can't take him.
He doesn't add anything to the scene, does
he's
he?
Jamming me, to quote Tom Petty, he's jamming me.
I'm not sure that means what you think it means. maybe it does.
Well, then I take it back.
Let's just pretend it does. You could just edit out that 10 seconds.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding. So yeah, okay. So there, all of that was a little bit, that was one of my least favorite scenes. And I was thinking that like all the lovey-dovey Dante Sam stuff seems to me that it's setting them up for something major, right?
I guess. I don't know. But yeah, I hate that, like, where they're walking around trying to, like, hold hands and, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I've never been a hand holder. I know that's shocking. But I find that unbelievable in people, you know.
I'm always a little, when I see, like, old people holding hands, I'm kind of blown
away. Well,
that may
just be
that.
For balance. That may be.
Because they don't want to spring for
they
a
don't
want to
go down. They don't want to go down, man. It's like
they're just being practical. Okay. Okay.
Exactly.
I can respect that. All right. Well, you're approaching the age where you're going to need to start holding hands with Rory.
Tell me about it. I mean, seriously. Like, I will say, like, I hope I don't have the long COVID or whatever. Cause, like, yeah. At the start of this, when I was, didn't quite know I had it yet, but I was, like, outside and it was hot, but I was dragging the hose around, like, watering all my plants. And I was like,
and you're talking literally about a hose.
Yes, literally a hose. Okay. Although it is good. One of those sort of weird, one, like, crinkly ones that, like, get.
Now you made it sound naughty.
That gets, you know, turgid when you turn the water
on. How long have you been sitting on this?
But anyway, the point being was that just like being outside for 10 minutes and watering plants, and I was like, I don't think I can put the hose back on the hose rack. I was like, I think I'm going to have to go in and just tell the old man to please put the hose away. Like I was so, so fatigued.
Oh gosh, we have fun.
Grow up. But anyway, so when people say fatigue, it's like, okay, yeah. I get it. When you're just when like just getting up and going to the bathroom and back, it's like, phew, that was a hell of a trip, you know.
You know, that's scary, isn't it, when you have those sort of episodes?
Yeah, and you're like, oh, wow. I guess that's what old age would be like every day. Can't wait.
I know. I guess we should really be taking ourselves, you know, not taking ourselves for granted, our health.
No, I know. Seriously. Yeah.
Seriously.
But anyway.
Well, we'll still do cocktails occasionally.
Oh, yeah. That's for fun. Your health. Another thing that annoyed me about Cody was like he'd come in with a box that's got in huge markers says kitchen.
And then and he says. Facing them.
Yeah, and then he says, this says kitchen? And it's like, right, so take it to the freaking kitchen.
You know? Asshole. Yeah, that would be better if they said things like that.
Yeah. And he's in the same t-shirt, you know, like, do you have another t-shirt?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he's supposed to be poor. Yeah. I mean, I buy those packs too, so I shouldn't say anything. I don't know why they can't mix the colors up a little more, you know?
Yeah, that's true. They could, because you can get a variety pack. We all know that.
That's true.
But it would be kind of nice if, like...
This is why we're such fashion mavens. We're talking about packages of t-shirts.
And I'm talking about the men's t-shirts, are you?
Right, yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Pocket tees. But yeah. He was annoying.
I kind of wish, like, it would be nice if maybe Dante and Sam sort of acknowledged that he was an asshole, you know? And it was sort of like maybe everybody just agreed to put up with him, you know, instead of acting like he's some hot, decent guy.
Well, the women are all still like, Maxie had a line about, I would have had a go at him.
Oh, come on, Maxie.
What? Jeez. That is not what Maxie would have said. It's no way.
No. And was she around when he... punched Scotty? Was she there in that scene? She would have heard about it anyway, right?
Yeah, everybody would have heard about it. No, I don't think she was there, but she should have heard about it. Yeah,
I don't know.
So moving on to we had Maxie and Felicia and Mac.
It was kind of refreshing because it didn't seem like they sat on that for too long, right?
Yeah, and I enjoyed Felicia's little quick synopsis of what had happened, you know.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And she was married to this awful, awful man. And, and she was pregnant, but somehow they convinced her it was all a dream or whatever it was.
Just maybe a cyst. Maybe it was just a big cyst, pus-filled cyst.
Something you ate, a bit of bad beef. Morsel of potato.
A morsel of potato? Is that what you said?
Yeah, but I don't think that's the right line. What is that?
From what?
Christmas. Like Christmas Carol.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
That maybe it was bad. A bad bit of beef. A morsel of something. I don't know. You don't know that line? Come on.
No, I don't remember. I don't remember that
You don't watch
much
that
either.
every year? Huh.
No, not every year. No, I after watching it once, even though I think some of the performances are great, there's something about like just having to wait for each of the ghosts that I just find very
Do
tiresome.
they just take too long for you?
Yeah, like maybe they could just recap a couple of ghosts, and just highlight the best one.
Huh. I think you need to be visited by all those ghosts. Like, obviously, there's some flaw in your personality that could take a little boosting.
And I love
Anyway.
Dickens otherwise, I'll say that.
Okay. All
Anyway.
right. So did you enjoy Mac like having the freak out? Did you think he did a good job of that?
I guess I don't know. I still want him to understand how much of an asshole Cody is, it didn't seem like that was really part of his equation, I mean.
Yeah. And that'll be
And I,
awkward all the way around if he's gonna try and approach him and like, but
yeah.
Cody will be calling him dad within a week. Like
Ha.
Curtis calls Marshall
Yeah.
dad, it's like,
Yeah. Just,
you wouldn't
just.
do that. You would not do that.
I know that's still not
Yeah.
right. So
I
yeah,
mean, we have
so
some stuff with Marshall, but I don't know if I even want to talk about it.
I don't have the stomach for any of the Marshall part of it.
Yeah.
But can we shift over to that scene? Are you done with the Mac Felicia
Yeah,
Mac scene?
I just was wondering, like, do you think they'll give Mac an actual, like, real storyline?
Yeah, I was wondering that too. It seemed like a curious choice if suddenly he is going to be pulled into something,
Yeah, yeah. It'll
more
be interesting to
significant.
see. Yeah.
Yeah. At the Savoy, second. Oh, the one thing that I thought was interesting and kind of caught me a little bit off guard was when Stella remembered that she had never put
Oh.
the divorce thing in
Oh
the
my
mail.
God. I mean, that was like 25, 30 years ago when
Yes,
that happened, right?
yeah, 32 years ago, Gia. Yeah.
And I mean, like, and they've had these massive moments where suddenly she goes silent and has that memory. And
No one looks off to
like,
the
so heavy-handed. It's like,
Yeah.
just
They should have
wrap
that
it
like
up.
accordion music or whatever, like that organ music, like
Yeah.
when somebody has some like dramatic realization.
And wouldn't like I've never been divorced to my credit, and but
And
I would
Rory's
think,
misfortune.
yeah, Rory's dismay. I would think, I mean, I don't know, I don't really know, but I'm guessing when you do your taxes and stuff, you would need papers like that, wouldn't you? Need those documents? And they're both like, I don't know, both Jordan
I
and
did
Kurt's
let
like,
the mail pile
gosh,
up.
yeah.
It's all in the back of my car, which would be the what I would say.
Yeah.
That would be me. I might not be
I
keeping
think
track
I'm
of stuff
divorced, but yeah.
like
But I don't, maybe
Well,
I'm wrong. I mean, you divorce people out there, tell me, maybe you don't need those documents. But I would think, every single thing you fill out asks if you'd had, like your health insurance. Have you had a major change in blah, 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 blah. It's like,
Yeah, so you might not need the actual form, but it would jog your memory probably if you
one
had
would
to like
think.
suddenly write down that you're single.
Yeah. And
But
you've moved and all. I don't know. It just seemed a little odd to me. It seemed like an odd detail. But,
And again, Portia was sort of swirling around in that giddy like schoolgirl
Yeah.
way.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know why that's how they think she would be at this point.
The only thing I can think is that, if she's going like the way of the
Batshit
other
crazy, maybe.
hysterical women that all
Yeah.
need
Oh,
handling right now,
maybe.
like
Oh, that
maybe
would be
she's gonna
interesting.
get brittle and hysterical and have to be carted off to a nervous hospital and have Curtis save her in some way.
Yeah, interesting.
No, I don't know. I think they think they're giving us romance with the engagement, and oh, now we'll be excited about a big wedding and everything. And we know it's all going to come apart with the reveal of what I don't look forward to is if they're going to have a schizophrenia storyline with Trina, which is what I'm worried will, well, like, well, does that have to be the trigger for the truth to come out.
Right, right. Yeah, well, it seems like the way they're throwing all this in Jordan's face, it's sort of making you feel more like, oh, come on, Jordan, just like, you know, rain on their parade, all of it, you know, please. You know, I feel more sympathetic.
You want her to come out with it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I feel more sympathetic towards her now because, you know, it seems like they're
I feel just... like I just want her get her beak out of there.
Well, like she knows, I mean, she knows Portia is a liar now. And then like Curtis asking her if she's received her divorce papers, you know, it's like, just look for your own man, you know, I mean, come on, you know, it just all seems kind of obnoxious. And maybe they're making Portia seem so giddy and happy, you know, so the fall is that much.
So the fall is very, far, but yeah. I'm just going to be angry if they do a schizophrenia storyline with Trina.
Yeah.
When they've done no build up for that. I'm no, you know, expert on schizophrenia, mm-hmm. but the people I've known that have had schizophrenia have shown signs much earlier in their life.
Right.
You know, there wasn't a surprise that there was a mental health issue at Trina's age, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not like something that just suddenly, like, tomorrow you're going to be, you know, I don't know. Yeah. But maybe it can. I have no idea. I don't know.
Well, in the way Marshall's been describing his, it sounds like, you know, there were no, almost no real episodes, right? It seems like.
Just the one. Yeah.
Just the one. Miraculously, you know, he's been. You know,
it would be cool if I commend the show for tackling a lot of mental health issues because they do and they have.
Yeah.
But it would be cool if they made this one a little more, had a little more realism to it, like show Marshall struggling with something. Show him going to a counseling session or you know, I don't know. I don't know what it's like to be on meds and to be, I really don't. Yeah. But I would be a prime person to give a little education to.
I think we all could use that education. Yeah. But
I'll tell you, I still see memes and jokes about implying that schizophrenia is a multiple personality. Like I told myself and my other self or that kind of shit, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think that's a whole different disorder, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I think it is.
Anyway, I think we do need more education.
Yeah.
In so many ways, both of us need a lot more education.
a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in a way, a soap opera is a great place for it because it is on every day and they can take time, you know, to really develop a story.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anywho.
Another annoying aspect of the Marshall story that happened was suddenly butting in and trying to kick Sonny out, like getting all in what was basically Curtis's business.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why didn't Curtis get pissed at him for that? I would have been pissed at him.
I know. It seemed like he's trying way too hard to be so kind to Marshall, you know?
Yeah, I guess that's commendable, but still it was like, why are you suddenly butting in, you know? I don't know. It was weird. I thought it was weird.
Yeah. And I still don't quite understand why Curtis is so turned off by like Sonny's presence, you know, suddenly.
Or why Marshall is so very turned off by, like, he has hated Sonny from the get-go.
Yeah. Right. And
I thought it was because of the mental health thing. Like he knew that Sonny knew something about him, but now he's been open about it. So why, you know, I don't know.
Right. And I didn't like Selena at all in that episode.
No?
Well, she's talking about the Savoy like she's part owner, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
That man, if Curtis heard that, he would have shit in his pants. Don't you think?
Yeah. But I like that because that means she's going to be, you know, making him do some uncomfortable stuff.
Yeah.
So not just Brad.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Maybe more so Curtis than Brad, you know.
Yeah.
She thinks she owns him.
What do you think is going on? Our very final scene was a meeting at the end between
Sonny and Victor.
Yeah. Yep.
Anna asked Sonny, right? If he knew about anything that Victor might be up to.
Oh, did she? So it's just a fact-finding mission of some
kind? That's what I'm thinking. Maybe he's just sort of sniffing around to see if he can figure anything out. I'm not sure. I don't know. But
what we really need is Laura to come back and take care of Victor. She's the only one.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Anna and Valentin, but they are the worst at this spy business.
Oh man, yeah.
No good. I mean, she talks the talk and she's got the accent and, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they don't know how to finish.
They both
off
have that
people.
Sort of debonair demeanor and everything. Yeah. Like, they could be in a Bond movie, but they can't. They don't have the goods.
They can't pull the trigger, you know.
Yeah, they can't pull the trigger. I think Lasha would take care of things.
Oh, I think so too. Yeah, and that Valentin is responsible for her being out of town, right? Did he?
Yeah, because she's still taking care of her mother somewhere.
And did he arrange to have her mom's place set on fire? Is that...
I think so. Or yeah, I think he did. Yeah.
That seems
not really
sort of
funny.
It just seems like a little extreme, you know.
He could have done something a little more subtle.
I'm not sure what, but yeah, that seems like people actually could have been hurt in a fire.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So that was odd.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess we had a little action. I feel you just watched both episodes. I felt a little out of it.
Yeah. It's a lot to remember, really. Even if I just watched them, I feel like there's still stuff that I know I've forgotten to mention. But it seemed like there were a lot of layers. Stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, and well, you didn't talk...
I know the one thing.
Spencer,
we're probably about to say the same thing.
Yeah.
What?
I was thinking Spencer and Trina. That was more Tuesday.
Yeah, I was gonna say Cam's big song with his band.
Yeah.
What'd you
think? They sounded pretty good, I thought.
I thought so too. I thought, here we go. But I thought
they
were good.
Cam.
I thought we've heard him before doing, you know,
like
lovely
acoustic
ballady, but this was sort of bandy.
Rock.
And they were rocking it, and it was good. It was just plain good pop. It reminded me of, what was that guy's name? Matthew Sweet?
Yeah,
does
Matthew Sweet. Yeah, that's
mm-hmm. He was kind of a pop rocker.
Yeah. And it kind of seemed like a missed opportunity. Like, they could have had Cam have this, like, hobby in this band, you know, all along, right? Because obviously they practiced before this performance.
Yeah, and what would the opportunity have been?
Well, like they,
like,
you know, it would have been another
more
dimension,
or...
another dimension of his character, at least.
Yeah. Because that's cooler than being a soldier.
Definitely,
you know,
like... I was going to say that. Yeah, it gives him a bit of a coolness, you know, that maybe Joss didn't think was there up until now.
Yeah, I think that, you know, for Joss, she has known Cam since they were kids, and she's been pushing him around in the sandbox forever.
Yeah. Right.
And so he's just too familiar, and now she's got this bright, shiny new coin, you know.
Yeah, right.
We never talked about how stupid that dumpster scene was.
I know. It was
just the believability of finding a bracelet in garbage bags.
You know? Very, very implausible, and... I don't think anybody's going to hop into a dumpster at a hospital, even if it's not the medical waste.
Wouldn't you just get up there and maybe throw bags
down?
Pull out
some bags, yeah.
Yeah, and dump them out, because something, the weight of a bracelet's going to go to the bottom of a bag instead.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just...
And if there's anything sharp in there, it's like slicing a vein or something.
I mean, I get it. It was a cliche to have them together and all that stuff, and him taking his shirt off. I'm liking them getting together as a couple.
Just because of all the waves it's going to create.
Yeah. Well, and he's interesting. I don't know. I find him a little interesting now.
All right, Gia.
I like a bad guy a little bit.
Yeah, sure you do. Sure you do. Well, I'll say this. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that, she can hold her own, you know.
Yeah,
so
definitely. Yeah.
You know, I'd like to see her go up against somebody that's not just a puppy dog. You know, Cam's such a sweetheart.
He needs
a Trina. You know,
exactly.
He needs a Trina.
Yeah, well, and I'm afraid, like, when I saw, like, during the band scene, I kind of thought, like, with Trina dancing and Rory standing next to her, I thought, yeah, they're not a couple, you know? I don't think there's anything there, you know?
No.
She should see maybe when the dust settles that he was a good friend to have during all that, you know, stress. But
he brought her a soda.
Yeah. But I thought the scene with her and Spencer was interesting and good.
Was that where they were fighting over the letter?
And the lighting was sort of weird. I thought he had some good lines. And I thought it was effective, you know.
And that they're not friends, and so, yeah.
Well, that line was a good one, yeah. But it made me sad for him to see
how
much
he's
grown.
You have come so far.
I know. I feel like I can't count on my feelings because they change from one day to the next.
You really never could. You just didn't know. I mean, if you're like one Pop-Tart low, your feelings are going to be so different than, you know.
I'm always one Pop-Tart low now.
You're satiated with Pop-Tarts and, you know, the world is good. I could do with a Pop-Tart right now.
I could
too. Cinnamon with frosting.
Oh, the brown sugar cinnamon ones are the best, yeah.
I was thinking about after that waffle scene where they loaded up Avery with waffles with whipped cream and chocolate chips and a glass of juice and then sent her on her way. And I thought that's just such a jolt of that's hard on your whole insulin systems and so I was recalling breakfast growing up and we didn't have that, you know, but everything like Golden Grahams and a big glass
all those
of orange
sweet
juice
cereals
and maybe if you were like it was extra special day you'd have a square of a Lego or something with syrup and it's like, well, no wonder I couldn't focus. You know, I was just like pinging.
That's probably why everybody's on Ritalin in school now, you know, because of the cereal.
Well, hopefully things have changed a little bit. I don't know what the kids eat now for breakfast, but there are
just as many of those sweet cereals and more, you know. So,
but are they still buying them for kids? I thought parents were a little more like conscientious than, you know.
I don't know, Gia.
Our parents were all standing over the counter with cigarettes hanging out of there. No, not really. I don't know. But did your parents smoke?
No, thank God. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, mine did before, like when they were young. But and then my dad smoked pipes and cigars all his life. And he still tries to, but he gets in trouble.
I bet he does.
He gets nailed for it.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Well,
I was thinking also that Spencer, like, this is his last night, right? He's going to Pentonville in the morning.
Right.
And this is, like, his send-off, you know, to just be all
by himself. It's very bleak. Very sad. Yeah. Very bleak. Yep.
Man, poor kid.
Estranged from his father.
Yeah. I guess there seems like they're playing with these extremes, kind of. Like, now that Spencer really has, like, taken responsibility for his actions, he's admitted that he's done things wrong and tried to make things right, and this is the thanks he gets, you know.
I wonder if he'll it'd be cool to have a scene if he would sneak into Ava's room and say goodbye and I don't know, have some moment with her. I would like for them to kind of team up somehow.
Or at least sort of have like some sort of sympathy and understanding or empathy for each other. Interesting.
I just like that you're sympathetic towards Spencer now because I'm all in with that character. I like him.
Yeah. I agree now. He's really done.
I really think he brought a lot of life back to the show.
Yeah. You're right.
I mean, I like all that younger tier of characters we have. You know, I like Joss and Trina.
Yeah.
You know, I like all of them, but but I think he really is a standout, full-fledged character of the, not just like one of the little, you know, baby Smurfs, but a real.
Right. Yeah. And he definitely has both like boy and man qualities, kind of. You know,
yeah.
He's definitely
yeah.
in that age range where he knows he has to start, you know, owning up to stuff. Although that's not very Cassadine.
Yeah. No. I don't know. Yeah, he seems more like a man than Nicholas, you know.
Yeah. Nicholas. Yeah. Yeah, that's an fool. Interesting contrast too, isn't it?
What a fool.
Yeah. All right, Gia.
All right. Well, I think we covered everything and I hopefully so. We won't
held
total
up very well.
Downer. Huh? Yeah. Oh, thanks. Yeah. No, I'm getting there. I'm going to take a multivitamin and
okay.
I'm in it to win it.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully we entertain to some degree.
and embarrassed ourselves to a lesser degree.
To a lesser degree, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay. We appreciate anybody listening if you are.
We sure do. And we're approaching 10,000 downloads, believe it
Woo,
or not.
Woo, baby. Yeah. That's, mm-hmm. I don't know. That's
we'll
good, huh?
We'll definitely have to pop a cork on that day.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Let me know. I'll have to do another trip to that depressing liquor store.
Yeah, you'll have no choice but to go there.
Yeah, I'll
again.
Talk to that charming man again with all his wisdom.
Go armed with some other questions this time.
Yeah, yeah. I'll ask him about, you know, the different regions of where the Champagne is.
Yeah. Ask him, does it taste the same in a jelly jar or do you really need the fancy glass?
Yeah, well, that, if we have champagne, that means I got to go back to that Home Goods store and buy a champagne glass because
yeah.
I don't have
oh,
any
did you,
of that stuff.
And you haven't had a chance to see if your chartreuse pillow is still there, have you?
No, because it's been locked down all the way, baby. But
yeah, that's yeah. why you need, like, you don't have a friend you could send out to do recon at Home Goods for you.
I have people in here I know, but I think they would find that weird if I called them and asked them.
I would like to watch that exchange. Listen,
you know, then I have like musician friends.
I have a
be
big
like,
favor
you know,
to ask you. You need me to get you some medicine? No, I'm fine.
It's the pillow. It's chartreuse.
And they would be tiptoeing away from you.
I shouldn't have let it go.
You probably get that a lot anyway, right?
Yeah, I do.
There's that yeah. girl again. She won't
and
shut
especially
up.
Especially now that
pillow.
I've got the Rona, they're going to be like definitely tiptoeing away. They know what's good for them.
Oh, they do. They do, Gia.
All right. Okay, well, let's wrap it up and yep. We'll talk okay. in a few days.
Yep. Okay. Continue
All
to
right.
feel better.
All right. See you later. Thank you. Okay. We'll talk later. Right. Bye.
Okay. Bye.